You know, there's a time coming where we're going to quit crying out for a move of God and just move with a God who's already doing stuff. And you're going to have activity everywhere, and people are going to be crying out for praising God in the foyer and in the halls, and everything's going to be chaotic and distracting because God's just active and we're engaged with what God's doing. It's time for the people of God to wake up and engage with what God's doing instead of sitting picking things apart.
Amen.
God's moving whether you want to move or not.
Amen.
He's no longer waiting for you to move. He's doing stuff. It's time to engage with it. So quit your whining, quit your complaining, get off your butt, engage with Him, and see things change in your life. I'm so sick and tired of the people of God hanging out on their knees and doing nothing but crying out. You're not having any impact when all you're doing is looking for Him to take care of everything instead of getting up off your seat and engaging with what He wants to do.
Good.
You want to see your life change? Change it.
Good.
This has nothing to do with my sermon. You know, have you ever had oil on you? I went to the gas station the other day. And I was filling up this little tank, and I was going to be really careful, but my eyes don't work like they should. So instead of having, like, the readers on for close stuff, you know, I'm looking at it. I pulled it out and spilled it everywhere. You know, so then I'm getting paper towel and stuff. So everything smells like gas. I get in the car. I'm holding it up, right? I smelled like gas for hours. It didn't matter how much I washed. Right? Do you understand the anointing on your life? You can't wash it off. It's smeared. It's poured over you. You carry it everywhere you go. Walk in the anointing. Walk in the anointing. See your life change. See other people's lives change. We cry out, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we sit there and wait. Quit waiting. You want to see the place full? Go out and fill it. You want to see your life full? Walk in His fullness. Oh, it's time. See, I'm getting old. There's a lot I need to see Him do in a short amount of time, and it's getting shorter. See, a lot of this is you guys' fault because you're all dispersed, so I have to move. If you want me to stand still, you're going to have to get in the center. Oh, I'm telling you, He's moving if you'll just engage with it. It's not just here. It's everywhere. You know, watch the news. The worse reports you're getting, the more you know God's moving. Where sin abounds, grace abounds even the more. Grace is abounding. He's moving. Engage with it. He'll move through you if you'll just present yourself as a willing vessel. Are you a willing vessel today? Okay, you can't count this clock yet. It hasn't started. Oh, I really don't know what I'm doing. You ever feel like you could raise the dead? We need to get some dead people in here. Healing, this healing service stuff. No, let's do a dead raising service. Cleanse the lepers. No, I'm serious. You guys think I'm not kidding. You have to understand the anointing that's upon your life. You have to understand. We can't live life ignorant anymore. I really want to get into this. Oh, Heavenly Father, just you speak, let us hear you. Let all the other noise cast it to the side. Let each person here hear you, God. Your sheep know your voice. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. You really could just come up here and then go home. Wow. You know, it used to be a song we sing, I feel the Spirit moving and that's all right. Remember that? That's all right, I'm going to get all kinds of lyrics and tunes. You know, that's what happens when the Holy Spirit moves. All these good bar tunes, you know. People had to get a little inebriated. Drink of his presence. See what creative things he does. You know, you might just do a little jig or something. You might, all kinds of stuff. Some of you are looking and saying, this guy is nuts. I can get a lot worse. Yeah. I'm sure I have offended people for other things before. Why not offend people for Jesus? Right? Heard the story one time of a guy in church came up to give a word and he started taking off all his clothes. Yeah. He had clothes underneath his clothes. It was set up, but you know, there has to be a breaking free. You know, I had someone ask me, well, how would I characterize this place? And I said, it's a place of freedom. Yes. Challenge is that, is you have to be responsible for your freedom. Yes. See, when we're responsible for our freedom, then we're all free. If we're not responsible with our freedom, we cast chains on other people. All right, I got a message, and I told Terry, I don't like not knowing what I'm doing. I really don't like not knowing what I'm doing. I, you know, God wants to get you in a place where you don't know what you're doing. You know, God will allow you to get to a place where you're completely lost. Why? So he can set your direction and he can make the path and you know, his way is really better than yours. His thoughts are higher than yours. His plans are better than yours. So, how do I start this? Called this Keys to Kingdom Living. I'm going to throw out some keys, but I really want to set this up. I'm going to lay out like a curriculum. So if you ever got into college, how many of you went to college or college class? You'll go in, it's all introduction, right? And they'll kind of say, here's our itinerary of things we're going to go through for the year, and you'll be graded on this, you'll do this, and we'll see you next week. That's when we're going to start. That's kind of what this is. There's no way I can cover the things that are in this, but I can name them for you. So that's really what I want to do. But I really get the feeling God just wants to set you all free. I mean of everything, of every thought that's not of him, every thing that distracts you, just set you free. See, if you've given your heart to him, you're no longer of this world. All the things of this world will entangle you. They will trap you, they'll chain you down, they'll keep you from freedom. And if you've given your heart to the Lord, you're free from that. You're no longer of this world. But where are you? What are you doing? Well, you're seated in heavenly places. What does that mean? Well, it's really time that the kingdom of heaven manifests itself on earth. You don't need to wait till you're in eternity, because you're in eternity now. The Word says if you know God, you're in eternal life, right? Knowing God is eternal life. So what if I'm saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Great. We all know that, right? We can all quote that. What's it mean to you? Most of it means nothing other than thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Let's be honest. How many has it radically changed your life? Every moment of your day, you're radically different because of that. Most will say it, but most won't show it. So one of the things that I think is interesting, because we had this thing called the renewing of our mind. I'm still not on this sermon. There's some really good keys here. He wants you to live now in his kingdom. So you'll walk through this earth from a heavenly perspective and a heavenly mindset. So then when you encounter things of this world, you've already risen above it. So if he says, do this, you do it. Spit in the mud, throw it on a blind person's eye, they see. That's a heavenly perspective. Okay? If you don't think so, go out and try it. Every blind person you see, go spit in the mud and see if they're healed. Because an earthly perspective would say, well, I've seen it once, and since God did it that way, he's going to do it that way all the time. So I'm just going to go do this and watch. A heavenly perspective would say, okay, God, what are you doing? What can I be a part of? How do you want to do it? What do you want me to say? When do you want me to say it? We let him lead and we follow and we see him do all these kinds of things. That's where he wants to get us. So how do we live that way when I'm so used to living this way? That's the struggle that's always there. And then we find ourselves back ensnared in something that we've been set free from. So he says he's given us keys to the kingdom. I want to tell you guys, the kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is wherever you take it. Okay? Act that way. The only thing that prevents you from acting that way is you really don't believe it. It's here. You have an understanding of it. But it's not overflowing from here. So keys to the kingdom living. One of these days. You know, sometimes you just got to jump out of the boat and see if you can walk. Long time ago, and you can say that when you reach a certain age. Long time ago, I was young. And thrust into leadership. I don't know if it was because people saw potential in me or if they just wanted to cast some of their burdens on the younger generation. You know, you get the older ones that pull you into places that you really don't want to go. And I found myself as chairman of the board, and we were going through a time at church, a time of transition, just a time. And one of the most senior people gave me a little verse, just wrote it out on a piece of paper. And it was this passage of scripture that I'm going to share with you. And if you were here a few weeks ago, Aubrey spoke and she used this scripture. And it's been gnawing at me ever since. So I kept this passage in his little scribbled note in my car for years and years. Till the car went kaput, and I think the note stayed in it wherever it went. But it really has been a cornerstone of my walk with the Lord, and I believe in it are some keys to living in the kingdom of God. Okay? So now you can start the clock. We're going to start. Okay? All right, because I've already gone 20 minutes. I'm going to go through this really fast, though. Because it's really, there has to be a lot of follow-up. And for those of you that speak on a regular basis, if the Lord speaks to you about any of these points, let me know. I think perspective on all this is really good. Proverbs 3, verse 5, out of the NASB, says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Okay, so what I want to do is get us to a point of understanding what he's saying. So I want to go through the meaning of the words that are translated up there in this verse. All right? Word trust. We all have our own ways of viewing it. Here's what the word literally means. The word is batak. Means to throw one down upon his face. To lie extended on the ground. See, what are you talking about? Looks like this. You got the point? Okay. Not too many people do this when they're speaking. Illustrative sermon. You have to understand something. Other than lowering yourself, abasing yourself, it could be humiliating for some people. It is really an act of complete surrender. It's demonstrated. This word here is a verb. It's not a noun. It's an action. But it has an attitude of it. So I'm willing to lower myself and place myself in your care. Because you could do, when I'm in that place, I have no way of protecting myself. I'm exposed. Trust. Be bold, confident, secure, sure, hope. Refuge and rely upon. It's all different ways that word is interpreted in the scripture. Okay? It's not at a Webster's dictionary definition. It's straight out of the word. Okay? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Heart, labe, is actually the inner man. It's not talking about this physical thing that Jesse got a new one. It's not what it's talking about. It's talking about that makeup, that who are you? You know, I'm more than this. Matter of fact, this isn't me at all. It's no more than a jar of clay. So what it's the inner man. It's with all that you are, spirit, soul, and body. Trust in the Lord with all that you are. Okay? Lean. Sha'an. Means to rest yourself. It bears weight. It supports. Okay? So do not lean on your own understanding. Understanding by na, your knowledge, your wisdom, your discernment, your truth. In all your ways, derak, action, direction, journey. In all your ways, acknowledge him, yada, know by experience, recognize, acquaint with him, and he will make your paths, your course of life, orak. Your course of life, straight. So that's all the meanings of the words. Pretty good. Page in 5 minutes. Mark it down. Put it on the calendar. Okay. So what are the keys? Now, I started preparing this and wrote this out, and I had like 8 verses for the first word, and I hadn't scratched the surface, and I figured, this isn't good. Too much, right? So the first key is trust in the Lord with all your heart. So what do I mean by that? I mean this. Completely surrender your life to Him. Surrender your everything. Jeremiah 17:7 says this. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Who wants to live blessed? How many know if you're in the kingdom of God, you are blessed? Okay? Whose confidence is in Him. Now, this should be your life if you're trusting in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water, that sends out its roots by the stream. Now, I have trees at my house, and they ain't been getting no water. It's been dry this year. Right? Now, a tree planted by the water with its roots out to the stream never has need for water. It's never thirsty. It's never parched. It's always satisfied because it always has a drink. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. See, you always look good in the kingdom of God. Do you look at yourself and see beautiful? No, I'm serious. Do you look at yourself and see beautiful? You should look at yourself and see Him and see beautiful. You're beautiful. Everyone in the kingdom of God is beautiful. They're a reflection of Him that's beautiful. They're planted. It has no worries in a year drought and never fails to bear fruit. Trust in the Lord with your everything. You'll live blessed. First key. Do not lean on your own understanding. Now, does not say to be dumb. Doesn't. Doesn't say you don't have to study. Doesn't say don't look for knowledge. As a matter of fact, it says study to show yourself approved, right? Doesn't say I don't need to read the word. Somebody will say it to me here. No, it doesn't say that. Right? Matter of fact, the word in itself tells you to go after these things, right? This passage, this verse is all about getting wisdom. So what's it saying? It's saying to rest in Him. Support is not what you know, but who you know. The word lean means to get support. Not what you know, it's who you know. Therefore, you don't lean on what you know. You lean on who you know. Jeremiah 9:24, but let the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me. that I am the Lord, get this, do you know him this way, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. Why? For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Kingdom living is abundant living. The best party on earth isn't even close to the parties in heaven. The most joy you can have on earth doesn't even rank as joy in heaven. The world should come here and think we're a riot. It literally should be fun. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. We don't have enough shouting in this place. I'm quiet. I'm quiet. Very controlled. Hey, you thought you could sneak in, huh? Doesn't happen. Everyone say hi.
Hi.
Been a long time since I've seen you. Well, revival broke out. Revival's everywhere. Just need to engage with it. See, quit crying out for it. Just jump out of the boat and be revival. I'm telling you, God is moving throughout all the earth. You just need to participate. So what is it saying? I'm going to lean on the one that shows me kindness, justice, and righteousness. I'm going to find my support not on the things I know, but I'm going to go after getting more knowledge of things so I can get a better understanding of things. But I'm always going to say I don't see it all, because no matter what, I'm looking through a glass dimly. There's something he hasn't revealed to me yet. And for eternity, he's going to reveal more. He's unending. I could think about the love of God, remove time for eternity, and still not comprehend the vastness of the love of God. My understanding isn't there. I think it's remarkable that the disciples spent 3 years with Jesus, and at the end, he had to open up their minds so that they could understand the scripture. Their understanding wasn't enough. See, you need the understanding of the Holy Spirit moving in and through your life. Why? So you know how to apply it, so you can see the kingdom of heaven manifest wherever you go. What's it look like? It's like walking through the hospital and everybody rising out of their beds and walking out with you. Why? Because Jesus told you to take a stroll. Do you understand what walking in the power and anointing of Jesus is? When he says, go, you go, he does the rest. All these things are added. But yet we look for all these things instead of the one who brings you in a place where all these things happen. Lean on him. Rest in him. Don't pick up the burdens you've already laid down. There's a rest in the kingdom of God. It's not a burden. Okay, last key. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So what is this saying? Saying when the king is your source, he's responsible for your life. See, if our choice is him, he takes care of it. If our choice is ourself or someone else, then you put him on the shelf and cause his power to be inept in your life. 2 Timothy 1:12, it says, we should sing this song too. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. See, if I commit my ways and I acknowledge him, knowledge really means to know him by experience. It can also be translated submission. We love that word. That'll be another time, but see, the only one I know that's able to keep that which you've committed to them is Jesus. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an adult. Now that I'm adult, I wish I was a kid. You know? And you always made all these plans. See, Jesus will take you two through the end because he is the end. He's the beginning and the end. You get to go along for the journey. In between is a process of choices. My suggestion, if you want to exercise the keys of the kingdom, is in every decision, every choice you make, choose him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in him. Completely surrender. So, I'm closing. And we're going to take communion. So I want to read this passage of scripture in two different versions, just so you get a different revelation of it. I really do hope you think about this passage of scripture all through the week. I mean, really think about it. Meditate on it. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about it. Because it's going to mean something different in each of our lives. Because I will guarantee you there are areas of your life you're not trusting the Lord in. See, Aubrey asked this question, do you completely trust the Lord? The honest answer is no. You may think you do, but I guarantee you if you'll be open and honest with the Holy Spirit, he will show you something in your life that you've not made him Lord over. Could be the smallest thing. In his kingdom, he is king. Every action, every purpose, everything that's established in his kingdom stems from the king. So why would you even go there? Because if you lose your life, you gain it. Go the other route, you'll lose it. So stand with me. Out of the Amplified Classic. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Now I want to read it out of the Passion, which I never look at. For all you passionate people, you know. Well, the Passion of Christ was the suffering, and you know that I'm not into suffering. So, but I thought this was pretty cool. I don't know why I looked at this. Trust in the Lord completely, and do not rely on your own opinions. I mean, there are enough opinions in the church. How many people we got here? Too many opinions. Now, I value each and every one of you, but the only opinion I want to hear is his. You know? Matter of fact, he works on me a lot about just not having an opinion. Because the only one I need is his. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you. And he will lead you in every decision you make. You have to understand the beauty of this. It doesn't say he's going to tell you what to do. You know, it's like, you know, Lord, move me. And you like planted your feet in concrete. No, you're not a slave. You have a choice. It says he will lead you in every decision you make. Choose him. It's a key to kingdom living. Choose him. Become intimate with him. What's it say? Know him by experience. Allow him into every area of your life. Bring him into it. Don't close off any aspect of your life to him. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Now, here's what I believe. I believe the church, corporately, and many of us individually, have been carrying way too much weight by our own choice. I believe we have failed to recognize how little we actually trust in the Lord and exercise that key. I believe we fail to rest in him and exercise that key. And I believe we fail to acknowledge him in our lives and exercise that key. And therefore, we carry all this weight upon us and wonder what's going on. And the things of life come and it beats us, but we stand. And we're weary and heavy laden. That's not kingdom living. I said earlier, I believe God wants to set us free. I believe God wants to set us free. Now my question is, do you want to be free today? Why do I ask? Because you have a choice. You have a choice. So Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So we're going to take communion. I'm going to pray to close the service. We're going to take communion. What I'd really like is for you to come up, get an element, and find a place with the Lord. Okay? We'll corporately take communion, but I really want you to ask Holy Spirit to speak to you on, have I been using the keys? You're not meant to carry things of this life. You're meant to live in his kingdom. And he wants to set you free from every entanglement, every snare of this life, no matter what it is. And I believe he'll do that if you'll trust him, if you'll rest in him, if you'll acknowledge him. So Heavenly Father, have your way. Just let us be aware of your kingdom manifest in this place and in our lives. And I thank you for the freedom it brings. And I expect to hear it. I expect to see it, because you're moving in ways we've not seen before. And your glory is going throughout all the earth. Your grace is abounding so much more. Let us live in it. In Jesus' name, amen.